our average lifespan is now one extra year just because we've managed to reduce air pollution. So it's a significant success also for our fish stocks and our forests, but there is so much more to do. And we have increased our knowledge also of new types of air pollution and how it damages our health when it comes to particle emissions or ammonia or ozone. And they still cost the lives prematurely of hundreds of thousands of citizens throughout our region and in the entire world. And there's a significant economic loss. Up to 10% in some countries of GDP is lost because of air pollution. It's a significant problem.
So the levels are still too high. But can I just refer to some of the details of the latest statistics which have come out saying that more efforts are needed to abate, to reduce ammonia emissions, to reduce some of these harmful pollutants that are in the atmosphere. And there might be a need to reduce livestock densities and also to encourage people to eat less meat. I mean, these are really, really inflammatory subjects. How on earth are you going to convince governments around the UNEC region to do that?
The way to convince governments is to show that this is really a good deal for our countries to do it. The loss in terms of human life are substantial. Hundreds of thousands of people die prematurely because of air pollution. And the cost to our economies are significant. The estimates say that we lose perhaps $1 trillion in the US and the same number, $1 trillion in the European region as well. So substantial losses to our economies. And we have to show these numbers to politicians and convince them to take action. And the good news is, if we do that, we can get climate action, we can get cleaner air, we can get healthier citizens, and we get a stronger economy all at the same time.
If the UNECE region is going to do this, you need the other regions of the world to do this, otherwise it's not going to be a level playing field and there'll be no incentive.
This new evidence also clearly shows that a significant part of the air pollution that we face is cross-border and cross-country and cross-region. So we need international cooperation to tackle air pollution. It will only happen if we get them to take action in Beijing, if we get action in Brussels now in the next coming of weeks when they are negotiating a new directive on air pollution, and if we get action in Batumi when ministers meet at Environment for Europe in Ministerial, and air quality is a top priority for them as well. But the Air Convention has now been there for 30 years and it has been a significant success. But the recent steps, the recent protocols, the Gothenburg Protocol as it is called, could take us the next very necessary step, reducing particle emissions, reducing the sulfur, the ammonium, the ozone that kills our citizens and create economic loss. That has to be done. But the Gothenburg Protocol, it's now 4 years since it was revised. Only one country, Sweden, have ratified it. So we really need countries now to take action, live up to their obligations, sign on to the protocol and implement it. Then we can save lives, we can create a stronger economy, we can get much cleaner air.